Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, Hump Day plus Bob Hope and a gravy boat. All coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair.
Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus.
Oh, spread the word.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Had a conference with my dogs yesterday.
Yeah, what's up?
Have a meeting?
Yeah, I had a little meeting with the dogs.
All right.
Yeah?
Well, I said, I know it's Wednesday, so it's hump day. But for my dogs, every day seems to be hump day.
Oh, they like to hump, do they?
There's some kind of a thing going on all of a sudden.
I have two girls, and it's very much a girl thing going on at the house.
Yeah. Really?
They go at it.
Oh, really?
Okay. That's a dominance thing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Mine go at it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Even though it's not a Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking. Because, see, for me, it feels like a Wednesday.
See, the little one used to get humped all the time, but now she's not the little one. She's the big one.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And now, then, the one that was humping, the old one, yeah, she doesn't like it. Yeah. So. You ever hump an old one?
Older than me, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with an old one? You know, I have a Bob Hope gravy boat.
I thought
a Bob Hope gravy boat.
Wait a minute.
Is it like his nose?
Stop the show.
It's actually like a little picture.
Please tell me you have pictures of it on your phone.
No, but I could bring it in for you.
You can bring it in.
Yeah, I do. A friend of mine went to their home, and they had a big estate sale, and she bought me a little Bob Hope picture thing.
He owned the whole block right close to NBC Studios.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be.
So I have a piece of Bob Hope history.
How did he
I use it
famous?
As a creamer.
Oh, I thought he was hilarious.
Me too.
You didn't like Bob Hope?
Mm-mm.
And if you've never seen him dance, it's Bing Crosby level.
No kidding.
Really?
It's insane.
They all had mad skills. Yeah,
yeah.
Bob Hope was amazing. Uh-huh.
Now, I don't think I own
Not Bing Crosby, sorry. Gene Kelly.
I don't think I own a gravy boat.
Well, this is actually, I spoke out of turn. It's more of a creamer.
Well, okay. Don't get our hopes up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I got a gravy boat for Christmas from Jason.
I think, isn't it sort of a
wait a minute
a milestone in your life when you possess a gravy boat?
Yes, because you need one.
No, but I mean,
he got you a gravy boat. He got me a pair of socks.
You see what I'm saying here, though?
He allowed us to pick our own size.
If you have a gravy boat, you are settled down.
You must be.
Oh,
you're not gonna. They're not gonna find some guy living under a bridge. Yeah. Well, he had a sleeping bag and he had a dog on a leash, and he had a gravy boat.
You're absolutely right. I didn't own one until I hosted my first Thanksgiving, and that was well. when I had my kids.
It's on the list, gravy
boats. And that
boat?
Is a problem, yeah. Tom. That's one of society's.
That they don't own gravy boats.
Yeah,
that
all the yeah. un-gravy boated out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. A couple of administrations ago, I'm surprised we didn't provide gravy boats for everybody living under bridges.
God forbid. God forbid you use a measuring cup or something.
Just put it in a bowl.
Yeah.
There's no gravy boat.
Oh, you don't pour?
On Thanksgiving.
You're a dipper? You're not
no,
a dipper?
No, and you,
get your spoon and go.
And a spoon.
Now, in a previous incarnation of me, I would have said, don't you just keep it in one of those ketchup squirters 24/7?
But thank goodness you're not that. You're not that.
You don't like that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, thank you. My gosh. Can you imagine if you had said it?
Because yeah, old Tom.
It might have hurt my feelings or angered me.
And another thing, your goal was to get one on tap attached to the refrigerator.
Do they make a nice, high quality set of those instead of the plastic restaurant? Those don't seem very durable to me.
The
ketchup and mustard squirters.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Those kind of.
I don't think they could be made of anything but plastic.
Well, no, I mean, but you can make them. So they're nice.
A little higher quality.
Silicone you could use.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen the honey dispenser thing?
No.
It's a little bear. It stops and ends with the little bear.
It looks like a honeycomb, and it sits down into a little tripod. Pass. And you push a button, and it comes out. Oh.
Nope.
I'm getting you all one.
Okay. No, thank you.
This is obscure, and I apologize in advance, but can someone tell me if this gives nothing away? In the movie Marty Supreme, there's a very unusual scene involving a honeycomb.
Yeah.
I just want to know if that's based on any historical evidence.
I guess there are parts of that movie that are historical fact, and there are some that have been made up.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess.
That is a bizarre scene.
It is bizarre.
It's so weird it tells me it's real.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Me too, I think.
Like, who would come up with that?
Yeah.
That's a great scene.
Anyway,
it's
totally off topic, which is our goal today, actually.
Hey, we have flags hanging in the building. What are them?
What are those flags?
Irish or Italian?
Irish. Are they Irish?
St. Patty's Day coming up.
St. Patrick's Day, I think.
Ireland?
What the hell? Why are we celebrating this?
Hey, Christy.
Well, it's Lent.
You'd bitch if there weren't. You're bitching if they're flags, and you're bitching they're not flags. I can just. Why are we celebrating that?
There are American flags, I wouldn't bitch.
Is that right?
That's right. I just don't know what wacky country we're celebrating. I don't know why. I don't know why it's being forced on my
How many?
Don't go in the green room.
How many countries can you? Oh,
it's Ethiopian coffee day in there.
Oh, somebody cooked something encased in a pig bladder or something.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
Anyway, how many countries do you think you can identify just by their flag?
Ugh.
I'm going to say 10, man. It's not.
Oh, that's way high for me. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, there's no way.
Minute. No,
I bet you'd be better than you think.
You could get France. You could get England.
Well, but England has two.
You could get Italy.
England has the Union Jack and then the weird white with the red cross or something. It's just, it's wild out there.
Mm.
Okay, well.
Probably get Mexico.
No.
No?
God, no, I thought these were Mexican flags. I don't know.
Now that I think about it, I think I'm going to get 4.
Yeah, right?
I know, right? That's
I'd
tough.
Fall way short.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Does Japan still do the single sun thing?
Yes. Yeah, that, yeah.
You'd get
and,
that one.
Yeah, you'd get China. You'd get...
And you know that just because of the...
Well, I know that because of a joke. Mm-hmm. I am so excited. We had a news story this morning from the Guinness World Records people. An ER doctor from Ohio... has broken the world record for holding the most matchsticks in his nose.
Yeah.
And we have Scott. He is the physician in question on the phone. He's an ER doc. Scott, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Conkle.
Conkle. That's what I thought. Dr. Scott Conkle. Hey, Scott, thanks for allowing us to speak with you. According to this, you're a 45-year-old physician from Guinness, and you shoved a bunch of matches in your nose. What's the backstory on this?
The backstory is I wanted to get the Guinness World Records for something for a while, but it's surprisingly difficult to get the Guinness World Records if you're not exceptionally good at anything. So it took me a while to find something that required no skill whatsoever, as well as no special equipment, and didn't require a ton of money to do it. So after searching for a while, a nurse at work actually helped me found it and sent me an email, and I said, I think I can beat the Swedish record and bring the record to America, where big dumb records belong.
USA. Yeah. So, doctor, yeah. When you did this, do you put the matches around the periphery, or do you, what was your technique, if you will?
So Guinness specifies that you have to stick them in one by one. So mm-hmm. When I did my training run initially, I kind of just wadded them all up and tried to stick in as many as I could at once. But the official guidelines for the record say you have to stick them in one by one. So you kind of have to put one in, pick a nostril, put one in at a time, hold it there with your thumb, and then once you get to about 25 or 30, they'll stay there by themselves, and you can start filling in gaps. But you just have to kind of finagle it a little bit and do the best you can.
Do you have exceptionally large nostrils to begin with?
I do not, and I don't think they're any bigger afterwards. I thought about, you know, at work, we have special balloons that we use for people with bad nosebleeds where you can inflate this balloon up their nose, and it tamponades off the bleeding. And I thought, for training purposes, I may have to try using a couple of those balloons to stretch my nostrils out, which I was waiting for the moment I was sitting on my couch, and my family came over and saw me stretching my nostrils with nasal balloons. But I didn't have to go that far because I did a training run, and in my training run, I got 88, which beat the current record, or the previous record, I should say, of 81. So I knew I could do it without stretching my nostrils any further than they were already.
How was the pain? Was there pain involved?
No, it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt at all. I didn't have any obvious bleeding afterwards, but I did have the matches definitely had some blood tinge to them when they came out.
Dr. Conkle, is there a required type of match? Obviously, there are wooden matchsticks, right?
Yes. They said they just had to be commercially available. So I just had to go to the store. Basically, as long as I could buy them in the store, they were okay. And they couldn't be the paper ones. They had to be the wooden match.
I grew up in the Cleveland area, and we used to get matches called Ohio Blue Tips. Do they still make those? Those were the wooden stick matches that had
the red, white, and blue box.
And the chemical on the tip so you could just...
Yeah, I think they still do.
I'm guessing they might. I also grew up in the Cleveland area, so I don't remember those. But, if you send me some, I'm willing to give them a shot. See how many I can get up my nose.
Don't feel bad for not remembering. There's a 75-year difference between the two of you.
Dr. Conkle, I have to ask you this because you are an ER doc.
Oh boy.
I know you get asked this every day. I have been told by my ER doc buddy that the show The Pit is the most accurate portrayal of the emergency room in the history of television and cinema. Do you agree?
I stick to my guns that Scrubs is the most accurate show. The interactions on that show, I think, are dead on and absolutely hilarious. So I stick to Scrubs over The Pit.
Have you watched The Pit?
I've seen a couple episodes of it.
Oh, because one of the episodes, a kid has something stuck in his nose, and they stick this thing up there, and they blow it up and pull out whatever it was, and they even give it a name. It's like, you know, the Reuben extractor or something.
Yes, probably the cat extractor. I have not seen that one. I did earlier in the year have a kid with a popcorn kernel up his nose, and the family was a lot of fun, and. After we got the kernel out, the nurse that was working with me in there said, you got to tell them about your world record. And I thought, all right, I'm going to tell them. And I told this family that at that point I had applied for the world record for most matches in the nose, and they were impressed by it. So it did. This kid did find it hilarious that he was there for a popcorn kernel in his nose, and I was there as a potential Guinness World Record holder for most matches. Aww.
Don't you just stick the kid's head in the microwave and for 20 seconds? That way it pops and it's easier to pull out?
Pull it right
out. That is exactly what one of his family members said to do.
Once again, we're speaking...
I bet that was Uncle Nick. I bet it was.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Scott Conkle.
Oh. If we couldn't get it out.
Sorry, we're speaking with Dr. Scott Conkle. He has the world record for the most matches in his nose. He is, in fact, a physician, an ER doctor. How long do you have to leave them in when you had all... whatever it was, 91 matches in your nose, is that you have to leave them in there for a specific period of time?
10 seconds.
Hotel.
10 seconds, okay.
Unassisted.
During that 10 seconds, does anybody say, want a light?
No, and I didn't. The key was not to sneeze.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
The I did my practice run, and I started sneezing at 88, so that's why I stopped there, and I was worried. I mean, you know, it's a fun record up until you end up in the burn unit, so I intentionally stopped at that point.
Okay. I did some research during this call. You don't want to use the Ohio Blue Tips because they're extra thick, apparently.
Oh, yeah, those are they do still make them?
Yes, they do, Tom. I'll get you some.
Okay. I just have a general question about healthcare. Isn't it true that hospitals charge patients differently based on how attractive they are? Like, if you find a woman really hot, you'll charge her less than an ugly guy.
I can't explain why you're getting charged more whenever you go to the hospital.
Very well done.
A friend of mine, an ER doc, years and years ago, sent me an X-ray, and this was pre-Photoshop, of a light bulb in the keister of some poor fellow. Do you had occasion to encounter any unusual objects in the backside in your career?
Oh yeah, all of my coworkers find it absolutely hilarious that I did this record because my goal, you know, there's heart centers, there's stroke centers, there's trauma centers, but there is nowhere in America where there is a foreign body center of excellence. And my goal is I want my hospital system to be the first foreign body center of excellence in all of the world. I tell people the human body is limited only by one's imagination.
Mm-hmm. Tom, wow. I think you've met your new best friend.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I win the lottery, Dr. Conkle, I am going to donate the money as long as they name it after me.
And so long as the entrance is in the back.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Dr. Conkle, you're a great sport, and obviously you help people every day, and I'm sure they all appreciate it, and we appreciate your taking the time out of your day to call us.
Well, again, we don't know if he's a particularly good doctor.
We don't know that.
This is where we segue into the slander portion of our show, Doctor. Well, thanks very much.
All right, thank you, guys.
Take care.
Oh, yeah, we forgot. You forgot to do your Patch Adams joke.
Oh, I didn't forget.
You see, you want to do it for our guest?
Well, I said the guy is a doctor, and he put matches up his nose to win a world record, and I said he should be called Match Adams, and these guys gave me nothing for that card.
much the way you just did.
I mean, I got about as much. I hate the movie Patch Adams, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Who doesn't?
I don't know what Patch Adams is.
That's not a Williams movie. Yeah. It was a very unsuccessful movie.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.